KOIN in Portland. It's 11 o'clock. CBS News is next.
CBS News. Automakers are pleased. Many environmentalists are not after President Ford announces a recommendation calling for the delay of tighter auto emission standards. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The president proposed delaying until 1981 the tight exhaust standards slated to go into effect in 1977. He said the main reason for the delay is concern that there is a potential health hazard with the catalytic converter, the principal device now used to clean auto exhaust. The president cited a government report which said the converters produce a fine mist of sulfuric acid. President Ford also said imposition of the tougher standards would reduce gasoline mileage and make new cars more expensive. The Ford Motor Company issued a statement praising the president for what it called his realistic assessment of the situation. The National Clean Air Coalition called the president's move a last-ditch effort to permit the auto industry to keep on polluting. More news in a moment.
Hearts wants to round up every brown woman in town and run them out before they run your dog down.
Roundworms can strike your dog or cat. Get rid of them safely with the Hearts once a month wormer. Add it to your pet's dinner every 30 days, and then it'll round up those roundworms and keep them away for good.
Get Hearts once a month wormer at your favorite store and help your dog to be roundworm free evermore.
The Hearts once a month wormer for dogs and cats.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
President Ford is expected to sign the compromise housing bill, which got through the Senate Friday. The bill replaces one the president vetoed earlier in the week as too expensive. The bill is intended to provide mortgage financing for thousands of moderate-income homebuyers. Approval in the Senate came after a compromise was worked out over the issue of fees charged to homebuyers. The government was pleased with this week's economic indicators, which they say show the recession is coming to an end. But one major problem remains: high unemployment. And officials say that won't go away for a long time. One labor leader, Autoworkers President Leonard Woodcock, says reports of a recovery don't mean much when you look at the unemployment predictions.
The average unemployment projection for the entire year of 1976 is 7.9%. For 1977, 7.7%. And they don't project getting down to 5.5, which is high enough, Lord knows, until 1980. Well, I suggest to you that is a prescription for disaster.
Woodcock spoke at a union seminar in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Professional golfers Lee Trevino and Jerry Hurd are reported in satisfactory condition with minor burns after being struck by lightning while playing in the Western Open Golf Tournament in Oak Brook, Illinois. The second round of the tourney was canceled after the incident. Trevino and Hurd were being held overnight in a hospital. Three other pros, Bobby Nichols, Jim Ahern, and Tony Jacklin, also felt the lightning, but they were not hospitalized. Ann Grisell, whose husband works as a tea tender at the course, tells what happened when Trevino was hit.
We thought he was just kidding, and they said, "He's really been hit, call an ambulance." My husband Keith called the ambulance, and I ran right down there. The caddies were there, and there was a man out there who was a medical technologist, and he was looking after him. We took his pulse, and we were just watching, you know. And he said there was a lot of discomfort. He said that he thought he was going to die. And he was very scared and that his shoulder did hurt a lot and he thought it was broken.
The lightning which hit the golfers in Illinois was part of a system of storms that caused a heavy downpour and some flooding in the Chicago area. Beirut, one of the most important cities in the Middle East, was paralyzed Friday as street fighting among left and right wing elements grew more intense. It's reported about 25 people have been killed in the fighting in the past 4 days. Now this.
Hey, summer's here.
Have a good year, America. Get a good year now and save.
Get summer driving off to a good start during Goodyear's 3-day sale at participating retailers.
Get a good year now and save.
Get 4 B-size Goodyear cushion belt polyglass black wall tires for only $95, plus $1.83 FET and your old tire. Comparable savings on larger sizes. So come on in.
Have a good year, America. Get
Listen to this.
This is Charles Osgood, CBS News. And I've been looking into some fascinating American profiles to bring you over the July 4th weekend. For example, this nation's first recognized black poet, an 18th century lady named Phyllis Wheatley, who hobnobbed with royalty. She's one of the people I'll be telling you about in 30 special broadcasts. American Profile, the weekend of July 5th and 6th on the CBS Radio Network.
The widely publicized Sonny and Cher split is now final. Singer Cher Bono appeared in court Friday in Santa Monica, California. She told the judge there's no chance for reconciliation of her marriage to Sonny Bono. The judge then granted the divorce. Still not settled were custody of the couple's 6-year-old daughter, Chastity, and a property settlement. Doug Poling, CBS News.
Chairman Bill Rose of the State Field Burning Advisory Committee says he hopes Governor Straub signing the field burning extension bill means that he will help implement it. Rose commented after learning that the governor had said he will sign the bill. Rose said, "We have a terrific job to make this work. There is a lot of latitude for interpretation different than the legislature's intent." Rose said Willamette Valley Fire Chiefs will meet in Salem Monday to discuss rules and receive forms for re-registering fields for burning. The Environmental Quality Commission will meet July 10th to draft rules for burning. The city of Portland will receive $3.56 million from the Federal Comprehensive Employment and Training Act during the coming fiscal year to provide jobs for the unemployed. Claudia Powers, director of the Portland CETA program, said the level of funding announced today is nearly double that of the current fiscal year. Most of the new jobs will be in nonprofit and public service agencies rather than with the city government. Portland City Commissioner Connie McCready says the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development will withdraw the $432,000 it had committed to the Gert Smear Sewer Project in North Portland. The decision to withdraw the money came after area residents filed a suit in U.S. District Court to stop the sewer construction. The project will be delayed as a result of that suit. Former Governor and Mrs. Tom McCall are planning to move to Portland by September. McCall said in Portland Today he wants to, quoting now, do a little work in radio, television, newspaper columning, and teaching. The McCalls are in the process of buying a home near the top of Southwest Broadway Drive. Mrs. McCall said, "It will be great to get back to Portland. We have always considered it our home, and we have just been on leave from Portland during our years in Salem." At that, her political-minded husband hurriedly added, "But we love Salem, too." The weather forecast for the Portland-Vancouver area. Clearing, partial clearing during the night. Partly cloudy with a chance of a few showers on Saturday. Showers likely again Saturday night and Sunday. Lows about 50 degrees, highs 60 to 65. Chance of measurable rain 40% tonight. And Saturday, increasing to 70% again Saturday night. The temperature right now in downtown Portland stands at 53 degrees. That's KOIN News to 1108. I'm Bill Garrity.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. It is said that fine feathers do not make fine birds. It is also claimed that you cannot judge a book by its cover. Unfortunately, both these trenchant observations have been consigned to the limbo of wise sayings that are constantly being disregarded. Birds, books, and even people are always being judged by their appearance. The sad truth is that the overwhelming majority of us will choose a beautiful fool over a homely philosopher. Well, that's life. And sometimes, that's death.
Did you kill him?
Well...
Never mind well. Did you kill him? Answer yes or no.
I'm not sure.
What do you mean you're not sure?
I really don't know.
Did you buy a knife?
Yes.
Are those your fingerprints on the knife?
Yes.
Then how can you deny that you killed him?
I admit it. Looks bad for me, Mars.
Bad? It looks terrible.
The only thing that makes me doubt that I'm a murderer... No, I can't tell you.
You must tell me.
Well, promise not to laugh.
I promise.
Mars, there is one thing I could never do. Now you have to believe me. I could never kill a man who wore a pink shirt.
mystery drama, The Rape of the Maya, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Arnold Stang and Norman Rose. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Hey, when's the last time you made a wish?
I wish I could get an A in geometry.
I wish for a place to live.
I wish I was in Omaha with my grandmother and grandfather.
Wishing is very important, you know.
I think I wish for all the children in the world to be well and healthy and have enough to eat.
I wish I could lose 100 pounds.
I wish I had a bike.
My wish is for good health.
Wishing means you hope for better things.
I wish we could find solutions to the crime problem.
I wish that we win every soccer game in our league.
I wish, and I really wish, the price of food would go down.
If you want hope, you've got to make a wish.
If I have one wish, it's to understand my children.
I wish that everything works out between my boyfriend and me.
I just wish for a job.
I wish all the lost children would come home to their fathers.
Because without a wish, there can be no hope.
Yeah, I wish there were more love and truth and less loneliness in the world.
From the Franciscans, with love.
I enjoy flying. I just got an immense pleasure out of flying. Can't describe it. It's just something that, you know.
I don't know. I guess basically my whole being is based on adventure, on the challenge of flying an aircraft, knowing that you have the responsibility for a multi-million dollar aircraft. And that responsibility that it gives you is, makes your life significant, makes my life anyway.
To me, flying is something that gives me a lot more freedom in understanding myself. I get to find my own fears and faults when I'm up alone. There's no one else to help me. No one else to grab the controls and pull me out of the spin. It's up to me.
The flight training they're giving me, what it's worth, I couldn't even start to make in a lifetime.
It takes a special type of person.
Learn to fly in the Navy. If you're going to be something, why not be something special?
Beware, said Henry David Thoreau, of all enterprises that require new clothes. That was all very well for Henry T., who liked to live single-o at Walden Pond, where he could commune with frogs and flowers and field mice. My Lord, if everybody had that attitude toward new clothes, what would happen to a certain little world that lies within the confines of Manhattan Island, a universe in microcosm, which is simply known as 7th Avenue. But enough philosophy. You tune us in for action. We'll give you action. A most beautiful young girl is walking down 7th Avenue near 37th Street. She is clad in a stunning, shimmering, flowing dress. It is a dress to inflame the imagination and arouse the passions. And here is a young man who has been obviously aroused and inflamed because, without warning, he grabs her.
Let go of me! Who are you? What?
That's mine! Now that is mine!
Get your hands off
that
me!
That gown! Where did you get that gown?
Oh, scream!
Take that dress off! It's mine!
Help!
No, don't scream!
There's a maniac! Help me!
Now just listen! Oh. Listen, you fool!
You're joking me!
Yes, I'm joking you! I have to make you stop screaming now. Look, you're an intelligent girl. Now you must promise to be good. No! Now don't open your mouth. Just listen. I'm gonna let go of you. See? Now, take off that dress.
Thank you, officer. I shall call when I require your services again.
I'll kill him. I'll destroy him utterly.
Vaughn, it's too early in the morning to talk about killing.
He stole the Maya. He stole the Maya.
All right, so he stole the Maya.
Oh, sure, you could say, all right. Is the Maya your inspired vision? Was the Maya distilled from your blood? You fat Philistine.
I'm trying to lose weight.
I shall assassinate that depraved thief.
You'll be out of here by lunchtime.
I'll let out his heart's blood.
Now, Vaughn, we have to get back to work. The show is in 13 days. I need another design.
Morris. How can you speak of new designs? I lie here violated, ravaged, distraught.
Give me something I can produce for $49.95.
Leave me, Morris. with my greed.
A simple little frock with a collar. Vaughn, what do you think about a collar?
Oh, that viper. That viper. I allowed him to sit at my feet, basking in the rays of my creativity.
I got it. Let's bring back the Peter Pan collar.
And that infamous wretch plunges a poison dagger into my back.
Vaughn, listen to me. The reason you're getting off easy, I saw that girl's father last night. I thought if I would explain to him about the Mayan...
The rape of the Mayan!
How you designed this gorgeous dress, and for only $39.95.
Be my witness, Myers. The dagger he plunged into my back is the dagger I shall thrust into his heart.
But I take a look at the father, a giant, a hard hat. When I say who I am, he says, "What do you want?" I'm telling you, if looks could kill, I'd be a corpse.
To design the Maya. Maya, daughter of Atlas and Diana. I was inspired by the ancient gods themselves.
But I explained to him how you created such a masterpiece and had it stolen from you by your best friend,
no,
who turns around and sells it to another manufacturer. Why, this big giant, you know what? He just sat down and cried.
Through the heart. Through his false, perfidious heart. I shall stab him.
So, no charges, everything's fixed.
I shall rid the world of an abomination that calls itself Perry Fullerton.
You come right back to work this afternoon.
I shall never take pencil in hand again. Leave me with my grief.
All right. God! You know, Vaughn, when I heard that you were arrested for attacking a girl, I... Well, how could I believe it? Sally Joe, I have to talk to you.
Oh, well?
Sally Joe, I'm in trouble.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sugar.
What I mean is real trouble.
Oh, I'm genuinely sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's a bad scene. Oh, it's total trouble.
Oh, Perry, honey.
Have you seen Adrian?
Adrian?
Yes, if Adrian finds me, I'll...
Harry, sugar, now why should you be scared?
I need $500, like right now.
But you got $500. You took that adorable little Maya dress over to the man at Personality Fox, and he gave you $500 in nice new bills.
He did.
Well, then you have the $500.
Well,
what?
He don't have the $500.
Adrian.
Yeah, it's Adrian.
Sally Joe, what is he doing here?
What am I doing here? I paid a rent, that's what I'm doing here.
Well, now, that's not really true.
It ain't. Perry owes me $500, so he's paying your rent with my money.
Adrian, let me explain.
What's to explain? You just come up with five big bills which you owe me. Dig into them green pants of yours.
They're aqua.
And hand over the dough.
Well, I had the money. I
don't like where this is headed.
But, well, you know, do you know the shoddy way they make things
you
today?
You ain't gonna like it either.
Well, there's a hole in my pocket, you see? And the money just slipped out.
I'll tell you where the dough slipped out. You stopped off on the way down here. You laid the whole $500 on some nag.
That's not true.
The race is over, but your nag is still running.
Now, Adrian... Don't press me.
You see this little slip of paper? Read it.
Nobody pushes me around.
Everybody pushes you around, punk. Read what it says on the paper.
Maya, 500, PF. Well?
That's your marker. You put 500 on her nose and she come in dead last.
Maya, how could a horse named Maya lose? Vaughn and I designed a gown called Maya.
Vaughn and you? Oh, now, sugar.
Oh, you're always trying to put me down, Sally. Vaughn warned me about
you. Shut up. She's on your side. She showed you how to raise 500 by stealing the dress design. But a natural-born sucker like you can't pass by a betting parlor or a bookie. You must have dropped the whole 500.
I told you there was a hole in my pocket.
The money burned the hole in it. You treat yourself pretty good on my dough, don't you? Punk, you must have paid 50, 60 bucks for that red shirt.
It's pink. Flamingo pink.
You don't make a sucker out of me.
Adrian, sugar, you're raising your voice.
This punk, I'm going to kill him.
That
That won't get you your $500.
It'll get me something else. Satisfaction.
Adrian, you can't afford to kill a person just for satisfaction.
Why not? Why can't a guy do something just because he wants to? I'm human. I got needs.
Adrian.
Hey, now, you've got to fold up that knife.
Adrian.
You don't want to kill me.
But I do.
I'll pay you.
You ain't never gonna pay me.
No, but I will. I swear I will.
You had the money.
I know. And on the way down here, well, I heard about a good thing in the Fifth at Starlight Park. At 8-1. Oh, his name was Clothes Horse. Can you imagine? Clothes Horse, and I'm a designer.
You're an assistant designer.
So, I thought, well, I'd have enough to pay you back plus. Clothes Horse. Oh, if you were me, wouldn't you bet your life on Clothes Horse?
Do you know what you are? You are a hunch better.
Oh, yes, indeed. I am a hunch better.
You know what happens to hunch betters? They die broke, you understand?
Oh, yes, indeed. I do. They die broke.
So, as long as you're broke, why shouldn't you die now?
No, I swear to you, Adrian, I'll get that money. I'll pay you back, only please. Please don't kill me.
Oh, I don't know. How can a soft-hearted guy like me expect to get anywhere in this world?
Oh, believe me, Adrian. Yeah, forget what you hear. Nice guys do finish first.
So, I ain't gonna kill you.
And you won't regret it. I'll pay you back every cent.
But just to make sure you remember, I'm going to carve a little mark.
No, you keep away.
On the right side of that chin of yours.
Adrian, no,
stand
no.
Still.
No, I won't.
Don't try to fight him, Perry. Now, don't.
Let go of my arm, punk.
No, I won't let you kill me.
I said let go.
No, don't. Don't kill him.
Hold still. You're getting off tape.
No. You killed him.
I told him to stand still. It was his own fault.
Oh, the blood. Look at that blood all over his shirt.
Who's that?
Open up, Perry Fullerton. I know you're in there. Open the door and face me.
Keep still or go away.
The door.
What about the door?
Perry Fullerton, you have raped the mayor. You shall reap the whirlwind.
The door. It isn't locked. Oh, what'll we do if he turns the knob?
In this package, I have a gift for you. Come, let me look at your face as I unwrap it.
Perry Fullerton, you forgot to lock your door against fate. You're a dead man.
Why, he just fainted.
You know this creep?
Well, sure, of course. His name is Vaughn.
Oh, not anymore, it ain't. It's just been changed.
It has.
To Patsy. Leave me make a few arrangements.
Thank you. Thank you, officer. Tell me, isn't this where I came in? Vaughn, you know what they say. They say you killed him.
Yes.
The door was open. A neighbor passed by. They say you were lying there, unconscious, on the floor next to him.
Yes.
The knife. The knife with the switchblade, with blood on it, was in your hand.
Yes.
They say you had the motive.
Yes.
And so, when you add all this together, it proves you killed him. That's what they say.
Yes, Morris, that's what they say.
But, Vaughn, you know what I say. I say I don't believe a word they say.
Why, Morris? Why?
Because I believe you're innocent. I refuse point blank to believe them.
No, Morris. Believe them.
What are you saying? Why should I believe?
Because they happen to be right. I'm guilty.
Guilty? Vaughn, how can you even say such a thing?
Because, Morris, it's true.
Oh, no. No, not you.
I killed him.
I can't believe it. How could a person like you kill another human being?
A pointed and pertinent question. How could Vaughn have done it? Especially since we were present and know full well how matters went. The usual procedure is for the guilty to claim innocence. Here, on the other hand, is an innocent who claims guilt. Well, that's why we have a second act. So we can turn the screw even tighter.
See if you can identify these sounds. squeaky door?
Lion growling.
A motor scooter. Cow mooing? Spanish dancer. If you agreed with these guesses, you've been fooled, because each sound was made by a whale. That's right, a great big blubbery old whale just buzzing and clicking and grunting away deep down in the ocean. The National Audubon Society has joined a world effort to save these amazing animals from extinction. We need your help. To find out what you can do, write National Audubon Society, 950 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10022.
Do you think a computer programmer needs the use of his legs? New York University doesn't. They hired a man who's almost totally paralyzed. Yet they'll be the first to admit Tom Clancy's one of the best computer programmers they ever had. Of course, Tom Clancy's just one person, but there are millions of men and women in this country very much like him. People who have accepted their disabilities and come through rehabilitation with skills, determination, and a sense of responsibility. Yes, Tom Clancy's got a very good job. But what about all the others? The Director of Vocational Rehabilitation in your state has a file of highly qualified people in every field, ready, willing, and able to work. If you're not in a position to hire them, talk to someone who is. And next time there's an opening in your company, ask him to write the Director of Vocational Rehabilitation. His office is in your state capital.
A public service message brought to you on behalf of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare and the Advertising Council.
Maya was the name of the ancient Greek goddess of fertility. Maya is also the name of a sleek 3-year-old racehorse who is still considered a maiden, meaning she hasn't won yet. And finally, Maya is the name of a beautiful gown designed by Vaughan Lemaire. Well, the goddess named Maya inspired the gown, but the racehorse named Maya inspired a losing bet, which produced a chain of circumstances, the latest link of which finds our poor Vaughan Lemaire in prison, charged with murder.
Listen, Vaughan. A nut, you probably are, but a murderer? Definitely not.
Oh, how little we know the inner heart of another human being.
Don't start up with me, Vaughan. I know you.
Oh, Morris, Morris, like Diogenes, you seek so desperately for the minuscule speck of what is good in man.
Did you kill him?
Did I kill him?
Say yes or no.
Yes.
I don't believe it. Look me in the eye and say yes.
Yes.
I still don't believe it.
Why? Why won't you believe
me? Will you stop being stubborn? You want to sit in the electric chair? You didn't kill him, and that's all there is to it.
Morris, accept reality.
You talk to me about reality.
Oh, poor Morris, the eternal optimist. You so desperately want to believe in the essential goodness of man, but man is evil. The flesh is wicked. I have the brand of Cain, the murderer's mark.
What are you talking about? How could you kill anybody? You faint at the sight of blood.
Yes, that's true. But you don't see the blood until afterward.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Wise Guy. Wind up in the chair with the wires and the metal cap.
I decided to kill him. I purchased the knife. I went to the apartment, and I killed him. You must accept it, Morris.
No.
Oh, poor Morris. Poor, loyal, loving Morris.
You mean you killed him? You really actually killed him?
Now, please, you mustn't feel so badly.
I'll get you a lawyer.
Now, please, Morris, not your son-in-law.
Sheldon's a wonderful lawyer.
I don't want a wonderful lawyer.
Why not?
He might get me acquitted.
That would be bad.
I'm guilty. I must pay for my crime.
Vaughan, is there anything you need?
Solitude. I must compose the speech.
What speech?
When the judge will say, Vaughan Lemaire, do you have anything to say before sentence is passed upon you? I intend to be ready.
Yeah. I tell you, Vaughan, after they made you, they threw away the model. Lieutenant? Lieutenant Valentine.
What can I do for you, Mr.?
Goodman. Morris Goodman of Goodman Originals. We're almost neighbors. I hate to bother you in the middle of a working day.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, Mr. Goodman. We at your police department are public servants, constantly at your disposal.
It's about Vaughn LeMaire.
Oh, yes. Vaughn LeMaire. Are you a blood relative?
Well, I'm closer than that. He's my designer.
Well, how may I help you?
Well, I just can't believe he would commit a murder.
Why can't you believe?
Well, because...
Because people we know do not commit murder, correct? Murderers are subhuman, evil strangers.
But he's such a gentle person. He's crazy, maybe, but...
Yes, but there's an extensive literature on the subject. Now, are you familiar with Kovalevsky's theory of supportive denial?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, in a situation where the accused is an outwardly gentle, law-abiding person who does not fulfill the normal stereotype of the psychotic with homicidal tendencies, his immediate personal community will weave a protective web.
I think I understand.
Yes, to protect the murderer, yes, but also to protect their own emotional investment in him.
Yes, but even so...
Well, our faith in a cause and a belief in another human being dies hard. But fact, as Trevelyan wrote, is usually the killer of faith. So, motive? Under Perry Fullerton's body, this slip of paper. Please read it.
Maya, 500, P.F.
A note to himself. How he could get $500 from P.F., personality frocks, for the Maya, which he did.
Yes.
The knife itself, switchblade, bloodstained, and with his fingerprints on the handle.
Yes. Tell me, what's in that box? The one with the gift wrapping. It looks like something he bought at Julio's down the street.
Inside this gift wrap box was nothing.
Why would he bring a gift wrap box with nothing inside?
For a symbolic reason. Perhaps because what he was truly bringing Perry Fullerton was death.
Yes.
And finally, this document, his confession, fully and freely given, in which he admits the murder. Well, Mr. Goodman? To prove murder, we must show the accused is guilty beyond the shadow of a doubt. Now, are you still in that shadow, Mr. Goodman?
No. No, you're right. I didn't want to believe it, but... How long can I insist the earth is flat? Thank you, Lieutenant. Thank you, officer.
Morris!
I came over as fast as I could. Now, what is the matter, Vaughn? You're so excited.
Morris, I'm being framed.
For what?
For murder. I didn't kill Perry Fullerton.
Yes, you did.
Who said so?
Who? You! You convinced me that you killed him. The knife? The fingerprints?
I thought I killed him.
You thought? How could you think?
Because I was making a natural assumption.
Oh, is that so?
I had every intention of killing him. Therefore, I went to Julio's. I purchased a knife. I went to the apartment. The next thing I knew, I was lying there beside his dead body on the floor, the knife in my hand. And so, wouldn't it be natural to assume that I had accomplished my mission and killed him?
Yes, it would be natural.
But this morning, as I awoke from troubled slumber, I realized that I did not kill him.
How could you realize?
That when I walked inside the door, he was already lying dead on the floor, and I fainted at the sight of the blood.
No, Vaughn. You convinced me the other day.
Two people were standing there in that room.
Oh, yes, I know. And they had just gotten off from a flying saucer. Now, please, Vaughn.
I didn't kill him. Sally Joe. You know Sally Joe. She used to be our model. I fired her because she became obese.
Oh, maybe she put on a little weight, but obese.
He was standing there with Adrian.
Vaughn, who could believe such a story?
A person who calls himself my friend could believe it.
I can't keep up with you. One day you're guilty, the next day you're innocent.
All right. Let me prove it to you that I am innocent. I went to Julio's to purchase the knife. It was a Damascene blade.
Oh, please.
This was to be the most artistic and exquisite killing in the entire history of personal assassination.
Lulu, even when you talk about a knife, it makes me...
I would confront him and I would say, I have a gift. I shall unwrap it. I shall present it. Point first. And I would. But I fainted. You, yourself, you know I faint at the sight of blood.
Sheldon says it won't be too bad. You can plead temporary insanity.
But you see, I couldn't have killed him unless and until I could make him change his shirt.
Now, what is this?
Morris, his shirt was flamingo pink. His blood was bright red. Well, truthfully, the sight of that atrocious clash in colors is what made me pass out.
But as you said yourself, the blood you don't see till afterwards.
No, Morris, not I. Had he been alive when I entered the flat, had I held the knife to his breast, I would have seen the red blood before it gushed forth to stain the pink shirt. I, a designer, see things before they exist.
Well, then, Vaughn, how...
Morris! Have you ever known me to mix pink and red? Have you? Oh, I'm ill. I just can't think of it.
Vaughn, will you please shut up? A person can't hear himself think.
Morris, have I ever lied to you?
Oh, constantly. And I don't mind. It's part of your genius.
I wanted to kill him. I bought the knife, but I never even unwrapped the package. He was dead when I got there. I'm innocent, Morris.
Vaughn.
Believe me, Morris. You must believe me.
I understand, Mr. Goodman, and there is also an extensive literature on that subject.
Is that so, Lieutenant?
Have you read Feuerbacher on Immaculate Cancellation?
Well, I couldn't be sure.
Unwilling to face the fact of murder, the worst of crimes, the subject will cancel the memory and thus cleanse himself of guilt.
What you're saying is he's telling a lie.
Because he cannot face the enormity of the deed.
One thing he said made sense. He couldn't stab a man who was wearing a bright pink shirt. The colors would clash.
You're saying he wouldn't violate his artistic principles?
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Why not? He was willing to violate his moral ones.
I believe him.
Here is the knife with his fingerprints.
I know, but yet he says he brought it there in that box and never even took it out.
Fingerprints, bloodstains. These are the facts which tell us otherwise.
The knife. Oh, wait. It's a switchblade knife, no?
Yes.
It's not what you would call highly artistic.
No, but you would call it highly effective.
This is the knife he brought?
Why not? It's good enough to do the job.
You lied to me.
I swear to you, Morris, I told you the truth.
What is this nonsense about an artistic knife with a damaged, whatever you call it, blade?
It's true.
I saw the knife. It had your fingerprints on it.
Somebody placed them there while I was unconscious.
It was a common, ordinary, everyday switchblade knife that any common, ordinary, everyday hoodlum would use.
Impossible! Here, I'll show you. I have the sales slip from Julio. Well, I don't have it with me. They took everything out of my pocket.
Vaughn, please, you should really tell me the truth.
But it's true! Ask Julio. He'll tell you. Just ask Julio.
You know, Vaughn, he walks up the island, down the island, pounds his fist on the counter. He's going to kill Perry Fullerton. Can I sell him a knife?
And so you sold him a knife. Oh, Julio, how could you sell him a knife? He was behaving like a maniac.
Morris, how can you say such a thing about me?
But you did sell him the knife. You knew he was ready to kill, and you sold him a knife.
I sold it to him, and I didn't sell it to him.
At the same time?
At one and the same time.
You realize we're discussing a physical impossibility?
Listen to how clever I did it. He picks out this dagger. Genuine. Made in Toledo, not Ohio. Spain.
Continue.
And he wants it gift wrapped.
This much I know without you.
What you don't know is how I gift wrap it. I gave it to Regina.
Oh, she still works? I thought she got married.
And the receipt. I write the letters COP.
Cop. That's spelled cop.
It also stands for cooling off period. When I sell an angry person a weapon, And make sure he don't walk out of the store with it so he can commit murder on the spot.
So what do you do?
I give the signal to Regina not to put it in a box. So she gift wraps an empty package. A day or two later, the customer comes back, but he ain't angry enough to kill anybody anymore.
So what you're telling me is he walked out of here without the knife.
Hey, great idea, Morris, no?
So he never used it to kill Perry.
How could he use it to kill Perry? Still in the store.
Then he was telling me the truth. He didn't kill Perry. But how is such a thing possible?
Well, you knew it all along. But then, of course, you were there when it happened. Remember, Morris is trying to put it all together out of thin air, and he isn't even a police officer. What is Morris going to do to convince people of Vaughn's innocence? With ethereal characters like Vaughn, there's really nothing solid to hold on to. Yesterday, Vaughn was guilty. Today, he's innocent. Will the pendulum swing again tomorrow? We still have a third act.
There are times when you feel like rolling, when the whole world's standing by, and you know just where you're going, and you know you're riding high. When the rest of the world is flying, you hit the road and you climb, 'cause you're a free spirit, one of a kind.
A Buick isn't just A to B transportation. It's a means of expressing yourself, a way to live life on your terms. And that's why we make so many different kinds of Buicks, all shapes, all sizes. From Buick's Opel all the way up to Buick Electra. There are sedans, coupes, hatchbacks, two doors, four doors, even a three-door wagon. The 1975 Buicks, they give you all sorts of free-spirited ways to ride out the times with style. For you, that's important.
Here's a tip from your Better Business Bureau on the metric system. You know, use of the metric system as a uniform system of measurement in this country is growing rapidly. But of course, you want to know how it will affect you, right? Well, take driving your car, for example. The kilometer will replace the mile in expressing distances. Right now, 1 mile is equal to 1,760 yards or 5,280 feet. Now, isn't it easier to remember that 1 kilometer is equal to 1,000 meters? Your car's speedometer will also change from miles per hour to kilometers per hour. So will speed limit signs on the highways. And again, the standard unit of measure will be the meter. And so when you order a tank full of gas, the liquid measure will be in liters, not gallons. For example, a fill-up of 16 gallons is equal to 60 liters. For more information on the metric system, write to Metric Information Office, National Bureau of Standards, Washington, D.C.
Perry Fullerton cheated two people. He stole a design from Vaughn Lemaire, and he welched on a bet he owed to bookmaker Adrian Smollett. Both Vaughn and Adrian were furious enough to kill him. And while Adrian committed the murder, poor Vaughn is getting the blame, thus proving the old proverb, the early bird gets the credit.
But, Lieutenant, he didn't even have a knife.
I'm afraid he did, Mr. Goodman. It's here on the table.
That isn't the knife he bought from Julio. Julio didn't put the knife in the package.
Precisely, Mr. Goodman. And when Vaughn discovered the package was empty, he picked up another knife, this knife, the bloodstained knife with his fingerprints on it.
But he swears that he saw Sally Joe Crabtree and Mr. Adrian Smollett. They were in the room, and Perry was already dead on the floor when he arrived.
There is an extensive literature on the subject, Mr. Goodman.
I should have known.
Have you heard Tillinghast on compulsive psychotic association?
No.
Well, I suppose you could say it means misery loves company. A man in trouble tries to involve others.
You say he's lying, huh?
He's fantasizing.
But he says he saw them.
We asked Miss Crabtree and Mr. Smollett to come in for questioning.
And what happened?
They were out of town these past 3 days. They only returned this morning.
Lieutenant, I am a judge of character. I tell you, and you heard it here first, that Vaughn Lemaire is not guilty.
Morris.
Morris, when a man eats lunch, he should have a smile on his face.
With this weight on my heart, how can I have a smile on my face?
Juan?
Julio, he was like a son to me.
He was a good designer. I say that much for him.
What do you mean was? You talk like he's dead.
They're going to put him away, Morris. He's so damn close.
While there is life, there's hope. But is that enough?
Hey, listen. Do you want to bet on a horse?
Did I ever bet on a horse in my life?
You things, Morris. That's the secret of keeping young. This is a horse you, in particular, should bet on.
Be good enough to explain why I should violate the principles of a lifetime?
Because of the horse's name.
Yes?
This horse is called Maya. M-A-I-A.
Hey, that was the name of Vaughn's design.
There's a horse called Maya also.
I never heard of him.
I think he's a horse.
You mean lady horses also run, along with the men?
That's why I understand.
Huh? Only in America?
No, Puerto Rico too.
A horse called Maya. Huh. I can't get over it.
Rakina, she read the papers a lot.
I always said she was an intelligent girl.
She read the one ads to find a job for her husband.
The actor.
The one ads are near the racing pages. And there, she sees a horse named Maya. He's going to race at Southern Gardens.
I never heard of it.
Me neither. He's somewhere in Louisiana.
Maya is also a racehorse.
Aha! Aha, what?
Well, right now it's only aha. Maybe later it'll be something else.
Morris, I swear to you, I did not kill him.
But he is dead.
Well, of course he's dead.
Then somebody had to kill him.
But it wasn't me.
Then who else could it be?
Are you asking me, Morris?
Is there somebody else sitting in this cell that I could ask?
Via a detective.
Am I? For the last week, I haven't been in the shop even.
I don't know who could have killed him.
Tell me, does he owe money?
He's dead, and I must protect his name.
Then I say goodbye right now.
Morris, he didn't know what he was doing. You see, he was desperate. He needed $500. I refused him. That's why. That's why he stole the Maya.
Tell me, did he bet on horses?
Oh, can't we leave his memory green?
Yes or no?
Oh, yes. Morris, why this inquisition?
This man, Adrian Smollett, what does he do?
I think he's a gambler.
Ah, now it fits. Now it's a perfect size 10.
What are you saying, Morris?
But my problem is, how do I sell it?
Be right with you, sugar. It's Morris.
May I come in?
Well, certainly, Morris.
Well, it's a very nice-looking place.
Thank you, Morris.
I haven't had a chance yet to say how sorry I am about Perry. After all, you and Perry...
Thank you again, Morris. You're so sweet.
I wonder, could you do me a small favor?
Why, I'd be delighted, Morris.
Well, you see, this is something new to me.
Well, you sound like a man who's going to attempt something naughty.
Oh, well, Sally Jo, for me it would be naughty. I think I want to bet on a horse.
Morris.
Well, shouldn't a man have some fun from life?
Well, absolutely.
I was reading in the papers and I saw the name of a horse. It runs somewhere... I don't know, way down in the South.
Oh, honey, they're the best.
A horse named... You know, I can't get over it. Could you believe the name of this horse?
Well, sugar, I'd have to know it first, wouldn't I?
Maya.
Maya. But that's...
That's what?
Nothing. It's just a coincidence.
Isn't it? True, it was stolen. No, let us not say that. He's dead, poor Perry. Let him rest. Anyhow, it was Vaughn's greatest design. And now, I see a horse named Maya. Isn't this fate?
Let me see the paper, sugar. Oh, yeah, here she is at Southern Gardens. Oh, my goodness, she's running at 32-1.
Is that a fact? So let me see now. For $500...
$500?
I should get back $16,000. Well, it'll make up a little bit for what we lost on the Maya.
You want to bet $500?
Is it too small a bet?
No, I think it's just fine.
I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Oh, yes, of course, the favor.
Well, you see, I don't know any bookmakers. I mean, after all...
Oh, I understand.
So I was wondering if you...
Well, certainly. Certainly. You want me to call one?
On the telephone? It's like a taxi cab.
Oh, well, it's the easiest thing doing. You just pick up the phone and there you get right through. Now, you hold on just a minute.
Yeah?
Sally Joe. A gentleman's here. Wants to place a little bet.
A chump.
18 carat.
Good for the dough.
A very solid individual.
Put him on.
Morris?
Oh, yes, thank you. Hello? With whom am I speaking?
That don't matter. Just say your piece.
Oh, there's a horse called Maya.
Running into fifth at Sutton Gardens, 32 to 1 and carrying 106 pounds. How much you want?
Will $500 be all right?
To win?
Of course to win. What then, to lose?
Post times in 10 minutes. 500 on Maya. What's your initials?
Morris Goodman, M.G.
Stay near that phone, I'll call you back.
It's for you, sugar. Answer it.
Hello, Morris Goodman speaking.
She run out of the money.
Well, what does that mean?
It means you lose.
Oh.
It also means you gotta pay me 5 big bills.
Yeah, I understand.
You got it on you?
Would I bet if I didn't?
You are a man in a million. Stay there, I'll be right over.
Coming.
You got my 500?
What a business. How quick money changes hands.
You're new, huh? You got my 5.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
How could you prove I made such a bet?
I got it written down.
You write down every time somebody makes a bet with you. Hmm?
Don't you keep a record in your business who owes what?
Well, I got an accountant. I keep books. What have you got?
I got slips.
Slips?
Slips of paper.
Oh.
Do you deny you made the bet?
Oh, no, no. I made it.
Then hand over my 5.
Could I see my slip first?
What do you want it for?
Oh, a souvenir.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maya, 500 MG. Huh. It's an expensive slip of paper.
Yeah. Come on, Morris. Hand over my dough.
You are under arrest, Adrian.
Why?
Sugar.
What kind of joke?
It's no joke. I'm serious.
You chump. Did you ring in a cop on me?
Sugar, it's Morris Goodman.
I am making what is known as a citizen's arrest. Any citizen is...
Listen, I don't like this. Give me my dough or you're going to like it a lot less.
I am arresting you for the murder of Perry Fullerton.
Hey, wait a minute.
Now, you want to be careful, Mr. Goodman.
Listen, Morris, I can take a joke.
You were here and you killed him.
You're crazy.
Vaughn says he saw both of you here.
Why shouldn't he say that?
It's his word against ours.
We were in Atlantic City.
Well, you make sure you can prove it. Where did you stay, huh? With whom? Have you got receipts, tickets?
I think I'm going to have to take care of this chump.
Don't be crazy, Adrian. What can he prove?
I can prove that this slip of paper of yours is exactly the same as the one that was found on the floor under Perry Fullerton's body. It's the exact same paper, the exact same handwriting. Yours.
Oh, I gotta kill this clown now.
Lieutenant Valentine thinks it's a note Perry wrote to himself. He thinks Maya 500 PF means Personality Fox would pay him $500 for the Maya. But this is a bet slip. Your slip. PF is Perry Fullerton.
He's too smart. Too smart.
You can't kill him here.
No, we'll take him someplace quiet. All right, you get moving, chump, and don't make a noise.
You certainly have enough noise.
Just stay close to me and shut up.
Where's everybody going?
Look out for him, Julio.
He's no trouble. You saw Morris with one hand. What are we doing?
We're making a citizen's arrest.
Hey, that's fine. We should do this more often.
No, thanks. Once is enough for me. Lieutenant, how fast can I get Vaughn out? He has to get back to work.
Oh, the papers won't take more than half an hour.
Our false showing is less than a week away.
Tell me, Mr. Goodman, how
How were you able to perceive the salient facts? How could you, in the face of all this apparent evidence, believe that Bond was innocent?
Well, Lieutenant, how could he mix red with pink?
There must have been something else.
Well, Lieutenant, there's an extensive literature written on the subject. Have you ever heard the poem that says, "Let me clasp his hand and call him friend, and I'll stand by his side till the bitter end"?
Who wrote that?
Who do you think? Morris Goodman.
This has been a story of friends. Friends who were loyal and friends who were false. Friends. They make living possible, but also can make living impossible. The book tells us that a faithful friend is the medicine of life. And while medicines cure, they can also kill. Friends. For better, for worse, who can do without them? Since we cannot do without you, I shall be back in just a few moments.
Radio. It's been doing nice things for you for years. It wakes you up. It keeps you company in your car. It fills your life with music. It fills your mind with ideas. It informs, entertains. And radio does something else. It sells. Quickly, easily, creatively, efficiently. Consider that last word, efficiently. As a businessman, you know how all costs, including advertising, have been skyrocketing. You know what adflation means. A major advertising agency has just reported that line rates for the largest metropolitan dailies in the top 50 markets rose 12% over the past year. But what about radio? The same study revealed the cost for buying radio in the top 50 markets increased only 3%. What else can you buy today that only costs 3% more than it did a year ago? Get radio selling for you. Call this station. We'll suggest ways radio can help you fight adflation. Furnished by Radio Advertising Bureau.
Vanity of vanity, said the preacher. All is vanity. And our story was based on one of mankind's greatest vanities, the adornment of the body. And yet, is it so sinful for a woman to wish to appear lovely? After all, isn't a well-dressed woman sweeter to look upon? Besides, it gives gainful employment to so many people. And it has given us a subject for a tale of murder. Our cast included Arnold Stang, Norman Rose, Jackson Beck, Earl Hammond, and Joan Shea. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
It's coming from this room.
Mrs. Parker!
Open up! Open up in there!
Break it in. Break it in. Mrs. Parker! Mrs. Parker!
No! Oh, no!
Open the window! Oh.
Let me! Lock from the inside. Door locked on the inside, too. Key in the lock.
Mrs. Parker! Oh, let's get her to the window. Fresh air.
No, no. Don't bother. She's dead.
But maybe if we can get some air into her lungs.
It won't cure a broken neck.
Broken?
You can see the way it's twisted, Miss Hall. It's broken, all right.
Then she's been murdered, too.
Yes, Miss James. She's been murdered, too.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
From KOIN in Portland, my name's Bill Garrity. Have a good night tonight and a better day tomorrow. Have a good weekend. It's 12 midnight.
News. More anti-American demonstrations have broken out in Vientiane, the capital of Laos. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Some of the demonstrators are reported to be armed. They've occupied the office of the U.S. Information Service in Vientiane and blocked the entrance to an American housing compound. Armed communist puppet Laos soldiers and young demonstrators with automatic weapons set up the blockade at the compound. The demonstrations are similar to the ones which forced the closing of the U.S. aid mission in Laos last month. Lebanon continues in the midst of a serious internal crisis as fighting continued through the night between left and right wing elements in and around Beirut. Firing was reported to have rocked the capital again during the night. Authorities say 10 people were killed in the violence yesterday, bringing the death toll to at least 45 in the past 5 days. More news in a moment.
If you ever use a hemorrhoid preparation, you should know this. Vaseline Brands has news. It's Hemorrhoid Ointment. Hemorrhoid works fast, helps protect, with a proven medical ingredient for soothing occlusion. And Hemorrhoid gives you only this key ingredient, so it gives you more than the leading preparation. Now, at your first sign of pain, burning, and itching, turn to soothing Hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid from Vaseline Brands. Use only as directed.
It's athletes versus MS. Meet baseball's Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
Baseball's a game where you learn fast about teamwork. That's why I believe in athletes versus MS. Athletes from every sport, including John Havlicek, Muhammad Ali, Billie Jean King, have teamed up asking everyone to join in the fight against MS. Multiple sclerosis, the great crippler of young adults. There's no cure yet, but there's hope through research. Support your local chapter of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society.
The Navy announced Friday it will ground all 139 of its F-14 fighter planes because of mechanical problems. Details on the decision were given by Lieutenant Colonel Robert Brown at the Pentagon.
This decision was made following an in-flight incident earlier this week involving an F-14. The symptoms in this incident had similarities to earlier incidents experienced with the F-14. The suspension of flight operations is expected to continue until the investigation of the recent incident can be completed and fully assessed. It is precautionary in nature and will not preclude the use of the aircraft in operational situations should the need arise.
The Pentagon says one of the $18 million planes had to make an emergency landing this past week at a naval air station in Virginia. The announcement was made just one day after the Navy grounded another fleet of its planes. All 600 of the service's F-4 Phantom jets were taken out of service following a crash caused by the failure of a control. Agreement has been reached at a meeting in London to help save the whale, which some conservationists say is becoming an endangered species. Bob Dyke reports.
The International Whaling Commission's resolve to cut next year's slaughter quota by 10,000 whales is one of the strongest conservation measures the commission's come up with since its annual meetings began in 1948. But the resolution's strength is on paper. The International Whaling Commission lacks the clear authority it needs to enforce its rules. Any member nation can ignore the quotas by simply filing an objection to them to the commission within the next 90 days. If the big whaling nations like the Soviet Union and Japan comply with next year's reduction in whaling quotas, they stand to lose millions of dollars. The Soviet Union, earlier in this week's 27th Annual Whaling Commission Conference, proposed to phase out one of its three Antarctic whaling fleets. But it seems Japan fought the hardest to compromise strict conservation limits proposed by Australia and the United States. So now the commission waits to see, through force of public opinion, if no other way, if its new whaling quotas work. Bob Dyke for CBS News, London.
Authorities in Oroville, California, say an earthquake struck there Friday night. No injuries or serious damage reported. The quake did interrupt some telephone service. French officials report that two officers of the country's counter-espionage service and another man were found shot to death Friday night in an apartment in Paris. The third victim has not been identified. Officials say the two officers were investigating an international terrorist network. Now this.
Hi, I'm Mike Roy, and the chap next to me is Dennis Brackett.
Mm-hmm.
Speak, old follower.
Hey, this is fantastic looking shrimp here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep the hands off the shrimp until tomorrow.
Oh, well,
we're going to make shrimp love boats.
Shrimp what?
Yeah, you heard about love boats.
Well, yes.
Tunnel of love?
Yeah.
Well, this shrimp escaped from that and found its way into an avocado. The result, instant salad. Delightful.
I don't know what the heck he's talking about, friends, but I'm going to tune in tomorrow to Mike's Cooking on CBS and find out.
Tick-tock in America, look what we've done. 200 years behind us and we're walking in the sun. We're going and we're growing, taking stock in our land by buying U.S. savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. Tick-tock in America, join in our song, stock up on U.S. savings bonds. and keep us going strong.
Secretary of State Kissinger and his wife Nancy have started a week-long vacation in the Virgin Islands. The Kissingers will be staying at the Canillo Bay Plantation, a resort owned by the Rockefeller family. The State Department says it's likely that Kissinger will be working on foreign affairs while taking his vacation from Washington. Doug Poling, CBS News.
The board of directors of Northwest Natural Gas Company has approved the construction of a liquefied natural gas facility at Newport, Oregon. Site preparation for the $13 million facility, which still needs the approval of the Federal Power Commission, will begin July 7th. The facility would regasify liquid natural gas purchased from Phillips Petroleum Company and Marathon Oil Company in Alaska. The liquid gas would be transported to Newport by tankers. Two Portland men have pleaded innocent to murder charges stemming from the beating death of a North Portland grocery store clerk earlier this month. 23-year-old Raymond Middleton and 18-year-old James Shaw will stand trial July 28th. They are accused in the June 7th death of 40-year-old Charles Morris, also of Portland. Seven Oregon counties with high unemployment rates will be the scene of hiring by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management for maintenance and construction work on natural resource land. The BLM has authorized the expenditure of $424,000 in the counties to hire jobless individuals for the work. It'll be another 3 to 5 years before Oregon and Washington are connected by the Interstate 205 bridge. At least that's the estimation of Bill Beeman of the Washington State Highway Department. Beeman says parts of the interstate in Clark County, Washington, will be opened up within a year, but the Oregon Highway Department is just now completing an environmental impact statement on the project. Beeman says after the impact statement is completed, it'll be another 6 months to a year before federal approval is gained. Washington Senator Warren Magnuson believes the American people have waited long enough for a nationwide system of auto insurance that compensates all victims in a timely fashion. So the state senior senator says he will push for an early approval in the Senate of a proposed national no-fault auto insurance bill. Magnuson's Commerce Committee has endorsed the bill with 15 of 18 members supporting a favorable report on the legislation. Magnuson says the nation's auto insurance buyers could save as much as $1 billion a year with adoption of no-fault auto insurance. Former Oregon Governor Tom McCall and his wife are planning to move back to Portland in September. McCall says he wants to live in Portland again so he can do a little work in radio, television, newspaper columning, and teaching. Mrs. McCall had this to say about the move: it will be great to be back in Portland. We've always considered it our home and have just been on leave from Portland during our years in Salem. But the former governor added, we love Salem, too. The weather for Portland, Vancouver, and vicinity is calling for partly cloudy today with a chance of showers. Showers likely tonight and Sunday. Continued cool days. Highs near 65, the lows will be near 50. Westerly winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of measurable rainfall is 40% today and 60% tonight and Sunday. Current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. This is Pat Callahan, KOIN News. In